This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about running our race, looking unto Jesus as our example. We look unto Jesus as the Word of God. We study the Word of God. We look unto Jesus as our high priest. The Bible says we can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive grace to help in our time of need. But we also can look to Jesus as an example of a man that was anointed by the Spirit of God who did everything that pleased God. He said, I do always those things that please God. Some people say Jesus couldn't sin. Well, then he wasn't a man. But the Bible says he was a man, he is a man, and he operated as a man on this earth. He was the Son of God, but he left his power in heaven. He came down here to redeem man and to set an example for us to follow. One of the things that we do not follow, that we need to follow, we try to do what Jesus did as far as living, but he constantly confessed who he was. Why? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I encourage you to confess who the Bible says you are. I am the body of Christ. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You are the expression of Jesus on this earth. You're his body. The four most important beings in the Bible are God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the body of Christ. Jesus was constantly telling people what the Bible said about him. Remember over there in Luke 24:7. Turn over there. Luke 24:7 says.
Not verse 7, verse 27.
This is the day that Jesus rose from the dead, and two of his disciples were walking down the road, on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus appeared. They didn't know it was Jesus, and he began to talk to them. And it says, and beginning at Moses, that would mean the first five books of the Bible, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in the scriptures all the things concerning himself. He knew he had studied the Bible to know who he was, and he accepted that. I'm sure his mother told him of his birth sometime. Don't you suppose? And he began to search the scriptures. And just like he found in the place where it was written, if he had never read that in Isaiah, he couldn't possibly have found where it was written. He knew where it was. He'd studied it. He meditated. He knew what God wanted him to do from the Bible, and he confessed it to the point of being ostracized by men. Hebrews chapter 10 is a good illustration. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, a picture better than nothing, the law, having a shadow of the good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices, talking about, you know, they had to sacrifice goats and bulls and lambs, and can never with those same sacrifices which they offered continually, year by year, make those who approach perfect, approach God. For then they would not have ceased to be offered. For the worshipers, once purged, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sin every year. For it is not possible the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. It just covered them up for a year. Every year they had to have the Day of Atonement. Therefore, verse 5, therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you do not desire. Now, he's quoting Psalm 40. He didn't make this up. He didn't think this up. He's quoting Psalm 40, verse 6. And he said, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. How did he know that? He read it. Verse 7 of Psalm 40 says, then I said, behold, I come in the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I come in the scroll of the book, it is written of me. Then he read verse 8. I delight to do your will. This is Psalm 40, verse 8. It says that he is going to delight to do the will of God. He said, quoting that, he said this. He didn't say, it's written, I delight to do your will. He said it this way. He made it personal. I have come in the volume of the book. He said, I have come. Notice Psalm 40 said, I come, or I will come. Jesus said, I have come. I've come. Do you ever dare to stand in front of people and say, you know, I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost? Humbly. No, you don't, do you? But you should. You better start. I'm the body of Christ. Well, where do you get that kind of junk? Where do you get, who do you, who are you? Well, I'm the fourth most important person in the Bible. Fourth most important person in the Bible. And you are, if you're walking in the light. Otherwise, you're way down the list. Jesus said, I've come in the volume of the book, it's written of me, to do your will. He didn't say, I delight to do your will. He said, I've come to do your will. How does faith come? By hearing? Hearing by the word of God? Constantly, Jesus confessed who he was. Constantly. Now, if he was a man just like you and me, then he had to find that in the Bible. So if we're going to follow Jesus, that's an area that few have followed. Few. And those few who used to are dead. And that's the truth. John Osteen always, every service, would take his Bible and he would hold it up and he'd say, hold up your Bible. And you better have it. And he'd say, this is my Bible. And he would say, I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. Amen. Isn't that true? Have you ever dared to confess it? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Most Christians don't believe that. They wouldn't say I don't believe it, but they don't believe it because they don't dare to confess it. We, having the same spirit of faith, what? Speak. Faith speaks on this wise. And then what happens after faith speaks it? Faith grows. Because faith comes by hearing. How much of the Bible is true? All of it. E.W. Kenyon, who majored, passed away 1947, 48, wrote several quite good books. Two kinds of faith, two kinds of knowledge, a new kind of love, the Bible in the light of our redemption, in his presence, numbers of books. He majored on confessing who you were in every book. No matter what book he had a chapter in there on saying what the Bible says about you. And he always said, you'll never rise any higher than your confession. Now, we all know in life that if someone's raised in a home where they're constantly told, you know, you're no good, where their dad and mom said, you're no good, you're a no good, you are worthless, that there's a good chance that's how they'll come out. You all know that, don't you? Well, there's a good chance if you'll begin to confess what God says about you, that's how you'll come out. Amen? We need to begin to say what God says about us. Looking unto the Word of God as opposed to everything else. You see, not to the right or the left, not what you feel, but what the Word of God says about you. John Osteen was big on that. You know, he wrote a book, he was kind of cute. He wrote a book called once, you know, he used to be Baptist. He always said, you know, his name of his church was Lakewood Baptist, and they had a storm once, and the Baptist part fell off, and they just never put it back up. But he wrote a book one time called The Confessions of a Baptist Preacher. But see, most people would see that and they'd think of the negative. But see, he wasn't concerned about the negative connotation. He is concerned about the positive connotation. The confessions of a Baptist preacher. He was big on that. In healing school, sometime we'll read some quotes from his wife's book, Healed of Cancer. You know, she in 1970, I'd have to look it up, 78, I think, was sent home to die with liver cancer. They said, you got 6 months to live, no matter what we do, you got 6 months to live. Well, she's still alive. She's still alive. One thing she said in her book was, the Word of God became my life. Amen? What if she'd have put it away? Well, then the lack of the Word of God would have become her death. Did she often hear, you only got 6 months to live? Oh yeah, she often heard that in her head. We need to discover, like Jesus did, who we are and what we can do and what God will do through us and what God will do for us. Amen? I was reading the other day in Lillian B. Yeoman's book, one of her books. You know, Lillian B. Yeoman was a medical doctor who became addicted to morphine to the point where she had to give up everything but morphine. And finally, one day, she began to believe the Word of God and got healed and spent the next 40 years of her life preaching the gospel. But she tells a little story. She said there was a man who was dying on his deathbed, and somebody read them the scripture that he died for our sins. And the man said, is that for me? She said, yes, and he was born again. She said, but a Christian, they'll read a scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and they'll say, well, that can't be for me. Come on. Maybe not overtly, but covertly. See, if you don't say it's for me, you've said it's not for me. Confession brings possession. That's how you got saved. So we need to follow Jesus down the path of finding out who we are and believing it and confessing it. Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we're having healing school. I'll save you a seat. You need to know the truth. You need to know what the Bible says about healing. Jesus said, my words are spirit and truth. The truth is, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The truth is, He is our healer. The truth is, He hates sickness because He's not the author of it. Sickness came with the fall, disease came with the fall, and God wants to give man everything that pertains to life and godliness, and that certainly includes healing. Next week on Rock Power Radio, we're going to put on one of our healing sessions so that you can grab a hold of and comprehend what we're talking about and what we're doing.